This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. As outdoor temperatures rise and days grow longer, houseplants enter a new phase of growth. Spring's increased light makes this an ideal time to check plants and repot them if needed. According to K-State Consumer Horticulture Extension Associate Matt McKernan, most houseplants benefit from an annual repotting. Matt, when it comes to repotting houseplants, maybe now a good time to consider repotting some of those houseplants?
Absolutely. As the days get longer outside, that extra daylight really helps increase the spring growth of our houseplants. And so now's a really good time to consider repotting those houseplants so they can really set themselves up for a long growing season of good indoor growth for your houseplants.
And are we looking at moving them from maybe a smaller container into a larger container, or do we try to match it up?
So what we really want to do is kind of evaluate the condition of our houseplants. Some of them may be overgrown from poor sunlight in the winter months and need maybe cut back or propagated to restart those plants. But a lot of our houseplants are really going to have a lot of root growth over the past year. And so taking them out of the pot, seeing if you see this really dense network of roots. If so, that's really a good opportunity to find a little bit larger pot and repot them, loosen up those roots so they have more space to grow for the next growing season.
That's really the key then, making sure that they have that root growth and that expansion?
Yeah, we want to make sure that as the plants grow, they have continual space for roots to grow into and don't just basically circle in the same shape that they have been for the past year. Each plant is going to grow at a different rate, and so when we remove the plant from the pot and we start to see those roots that really kind of take up most of the volume of the pot, it's time to pick a larger container to replant that pot into. The pot itself is about 10 inches in diameter or smaller. We want to make sure that that new pot is at least 1 inch wider than the old pot, both in width and height, so that there's space all around for that root to grow. If we have larger house plants that are in bigger pots, we want to make sure that we have at least 2 inches of new diameter, both in height and width, that that root can grow into for the next growing season.
The idea then is it is better able to absorb the water?
Yes. So the more soil volume you have, the more nutrients that's going to be able to provide the plant. And it's also going to be able to help water regulate a little bit better for the plant. Because if the pot is root bound, there's not going to be as much water holding space. And so your plants are going to dry out a little bit more frequently and maybe get crispy along the edges of the leaf as well.
What's the real process then? How do we actually do this repotting?
Yeah, it's really going to help to start by watering your pot thoroughly a few hours before you start the process. That's going to help the root ball slide out of that pot a little bit easier. Best thing to do is to take the pot and put your hand over the soil, actually sliding the stem of the houseplant in between your fingers. And that way you're holding the plant by the root ball rather than the stem itself, because if we yank on that stem, we may actually yank the roots off of that plant and kill it. So slide your finger over the root ball with the stem of that plant in between your fingers, flip it over. If you can, kind of lightly squeeze or shake the pot to loosen it. And once you've got it out, you can then start to tease apart those circling roots in the pot. Then once we have our new pot selected, we can start to fill that new pot so that we match the level of soil in our old pot. Basically, we don't want that root ball to be buried deeper in the new container than it was the old one. And so once we put some new soil in that new pot, we want to lightly pack it down so that the root ball also doesn't settle over time and kind of change the grade on that plant. We want to do the same when we fill around the sides of the container. We want to make sure that that new space around the sides of the root ball also has some soil lightly packed in it. Because if we don't pack the sides of the container and the potting soil that's there, we can actually see the water move past the roots of the plant rather than through the root ball of the plant, where the plant can really absorb the water.
Is there any consideration as to whether or not nitrogen or phosphorus or anything else needs to be added to the soil?
That's a great question. And really, this is a great time of year to start refertilizing our houseplants. Typically, over the winter months, we stop our fertilization program because the light quality is low. So we don't want to stress our plants by fertilizing them, but as the days get longer, yes. Adding some houseplant fertilizer either to the potting soil or in the water that you're providing the plant can be a great way to encourage new growth for the spring.
That's K-State Consumer Horticulture Extension Associate Matt McKernan with information on how to check your houseplants and repot them if needed. For more information, contact your local Extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.